Item D, general discussion. Director, do you have anything you want to start with before the commissioners weigh in on some?
I'll pass to the commissioners to start.
Thank you, Director. Any comments from the commission?
This is Commissioner Graybill.
Commissioner Graybill.
I just wanted to share that I attended a meeting at our regional office in Yakima with department staff and Natchez Hatchery staff, and the Yakima tribe had several representatives there exploring the potential of partnering with the hatchery facility and with the hope of expanding its capabilities to produce summer run Chinook salmon at that site. After our discussions, it was pretty much agreed that the facility would not be adequate for that. However, there are other options on department property that could be developed for that purpose. And they did conclude that currently the Yakima tribe contracts for the rearing of 20,000 rainbow trout for distribution. And the facility does have that capacity. So they probably will be working with the tribe in that respect. Also, I wanted to mention that the Yakima tribe is doing significant amounts of work within the region on expanding the coho salmon returns to the region, and also sockeye salmon to the region, and very significant investments in habitat. I would like to meet with the tribe again, and I believe that it would be enlightening to have them come to one of our future meetings and provide a briefing on the work they're doing in fish production and also habitat work. And I think it would be very informative to be aware of the extent of the work that the Yakima tribe is doing on the behalf of all state residents within the region. So I'll get back to you on that.
Thank you, Commissioner Graybill. Other commissioners?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'd like to bring up a recent matter about the draft Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force report, which was released a week ago Monday. And this is the first draft report that's sent out for public comment preparatory to a task force meeting on October 17th and 18th, where another draft report will be sent out for public comment leading to a final report due on November 16th. So it's in kind of a sequential process here, and this is the first draft report that went out. And I had a chance to take a look at it, and this first draft report contains three recommendations about increased hatchery production for Chinook salmon, but none of them describe the 50 million number contained in the commission motion that passed on September 7th. I went back and took a look at the motion, and it says, and I'll read verbatim here, "This general policy intent is provided to the commission and director representatives on the Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force for guidance as they comply with the governor requests under the executive order, and to the director to include as a separate funding proposal for consideration in the governor's proposed budget at this point in those processes." And so when I went through the task force report, there's three options in the hatchery category. Option 1A in the report does seem to come kind of close to reflecting the commission motion, but does not refer to this important 50 million smolt level, and thereby leaves open the question of whether or not an increase would be minor or significant. And one could even read that all three options limit the increase to the 2019 production levels, which is contrary to the motion language, and I don't think intended. I presume that this is just merely an omission and that a correction can happen in the draft that's released after the October 17th and 18th meeting. As I said, I think it's still early in the process for this kind of correction to get in there. I do think it's really important to get widespread public comment on this commission proposal to do something substantial and significant in terms of hatchery Chinook production. So I'd ask that the director have staff review the commission motion and the commission discussion on the record of the commission deliberations on September 7th and put forward an option that reflects the commission intent expressed at that time. One other area of concern in the first draft report is a section on pinniped predation on salmon and its competitive effect on Chinook salmon available to the southern resident killer whale pods for prey. There is an option in the pinniped section calling for changes in the Marine Mammal Protection Act for the Columbia River, but not one for Puget Sound, which is contrary to the motion the commission passed at our August commission meeting. And the description of the pinniped predation problem in the document seems to omit some of the recent scientific papers and reports that we heard at the August meeting that led us to recognize that pinniped predation is a significant problem, to the point where I'm a little concerned that an innocent reader of the draft might conclude that pinniped predation on salmon in Puget Sound is maybe not even significant. So again, I think it's appropriate for the director to task the staff with reviewing the August commission motion and the dialogue on the record to ensure that the recommendations brought forth in the task force process be consistent with each of those. So again, on these two matters, I'm just saying it's important for the director to ensure the staff bring forward these fixes to the draft report that's going out next for public comment.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Director, do you have any comment?
Yes. So I did review the motions and the comments submitted, and the lack of the number, I agree, is inconsistent with the motion that was raised. I want to point out that it's a draft. The report is a draft authored by the committee as a whole. So the 42 members, Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force. So we can influence that, but we don't actually hold the pen necessarily. But on our comments regarding what they did come up with, and we are members, so we're part of the 42, obviously, two members, we did not emphasize in our comments the $50 million, and I will work with staff to rectify that. The pinniped one is similar. I think it's less clear that was a policy direction regarding flexibility, and the recommendations themselves are a little, Commissioner McIsaac is correct. On the Columbia, it's very clear, support Marine Mammal Protection Act changes. On the Puget Sound, it said, do some investigation, and if that investigation or recommendation comes about to change the Marine Mammal Protection Act, we should support it. So that one's a little more vague. We supported both of those in Puget Sound, the study and subsequent Marine Mammal Protection Act modification, if supported, and the one that just went directly to Marine Mammal Protection Act changes on the Columbia. So that one, I will definitely follow up to make sure we are consistent with the motion. It's less clear on the salmon and numbers. It was an oversight. Those numbers should have been put in our comments at least.
Thank you, Director Sizewin. All right, do we have any other comments from the commission? Okay, I have one before we close. After a lengthy discussion yesterday with Ron Warren, we are not planning to have a fish committee meeting at our November meeting down in Vancouver. We have pretty much a full plate, so if that changes or in any way, I will let the commission know. Okay, before we adjourn, are there any other last-minute comments from anyone?
Larry, I have a comment. I don't have any agenda items for the conference call on October 19th, so if anyone has anything, please get me those right away. Otherwise, maybe we should consider canceling that conference call.
Okay, thank you, Tammy. All right, if there's no other comments, we'll move to adjourn the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call for October 5th. It is now 9:13. Everyone have a safe weekend. Thank you.